Hey, what's going on, everybody? Howie Spangler, Tales from the Green Room, episode number 146. How's everybody doing today? It is Monday, November 29th. Ah, shit, you know what November 29th is, actually? It's the two-year anniversary of releasing my solo EP, The Force of Habit. I just remember that. Awesome. We'll have to celebrate that today on the socials. Right now we're listening to a song that I wrote called Watercolors, and it is on a solo instrumental chill lo-fi record. Cool chill lo-fi. It's called Aberrations, and it came out last month, October 22nd, and we got over 12,000 streams on it on Spotify. So thank you guys very much for streaming that. Yeah, if you're interested, go check it out. It's just instrumental songs. There's 13 tracks, and it's just like just laid back kind of music for, you know, whatever vibe you're looking for. You know, whether you're just trying to sit there and, you know, chill, smoke some weed, drink some beer, whatever. You know, driving, maybe making love. That's a good one. People like making love, right? Maybe you got some work to do. Maybe you're cleaning the house. You know, I've had it on while I'm cleaning up the studio, you know. I wanted to see if it worked. I was doing my own research, and yeah, it works. So go check it out. It's available everywhere. For all you streamers out there, podcasters, creators, all that stuff, it's DMCA free. So you're free to use it in your streams in the background. You're free to use it in your YouTube videos in the background of your podcast like this. You will not get a takedown notice from me because I am the label, and I say it's okay. That said, some of these algorithms like Twitch and YouTube Content ID, they're not perfect, so you may get a claim here and there. So far, I haven't got any claims. I've used it in the background of my stuff the last few weeks on the live streams, and nothing yet. So looks like it's pretty good, pretty open, and you're clear. So, but there is, you can go to my website and download the songs, download the files along with a sync license if you'd like, just to have it. And all it says is that you can't create, you can't make your own songs with this. You can't like rap over top of it and then put it out as your own, but you're free to use it in the background of your videos and stuff. So yeah, we're listening to it right now, actually. Anyway, how's everybody doing, man? How's your Thanksgiving? Everybody have a good, good weekend, good holiday. Did we hang out with family and friends? You know, I did. I went out there, we went out with friends Thursday with Thanksgiving. It's always on a Thursday, right? We went out to Fogo de Chao, actually. I don't think I've ever been there. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's in Baltimore City. Went to the Inner Harbor. And we got to eat some steaks. Smoked meats, or fire roasted meats, actually. I don't know. We kind of said screw tradition this year. My parents are dead, and we just don't have like solid plans, it seems, with other families. So we were like, screw it. Let's just, you know, we had a couple other friends that were sort of in the same boat, and we all just went out together and had some drinks and ate fire roasted meats, and it was great. It was fucking expensive. I don't think we'll be going back there anytime soon, but it was good, you know, nonetheless. It felt like an expensive Golden Corral, though plated, you know, they bring you the stuff, but that's kind of what it felt like to me. In any case, it was a good time. We had fun. So yeah, screw traditions, guys. You know, if your families aren't around and maybe you just don't want to be around your family, maybe there's that. Dude, go out, take your own family somewhere, do something different, you know? I like turkey and all, but I don't like turkey that much. You know, what are you going to do? So I have been working on the studio. Some of you may have noticed, I got a different look here, and you know, I'm just trying to go through the stooge here and just like declutter, get rid of things. I have, like, you know, I've talked about this on the live streams, but I have too much stuff and I've been trying to get rid of it. It's slowly going away. Some of the stuff I can't even give away. Some of this old stuff I have. If you're interested, hit me up. Let's DM and talk about it. But yeah, I've just been trying to slim down, you know, because the idea of moving is upsetting. I don't like, moving is one of the worst things you could ever do. And I moved, I think it was 13 times in 14 years after my mom died when I was a kid. And it was terrible. You know, you have all this stuff and you just move it to a new house or apartment. And then you move again a year later when the lease is up. It was a weird, if you had a childhood like mine, I guess. So I just don't have any desire to move. And I know that the house we're in now is not going to be our, you know, I don't know if I believe in forever homes, but it's certainly not going to be the house that we're going to be in forever. And I just don't want to take all this stuff with me, you know? And when we do finally move, I want to be able to get it done in a day, you know? And so, yeah, just been going through and just trying to, you know, see, like, Danielle's been on this kick for about a year, year and a half now, just like, you know, if you grab the thing and it doesn't make you feel a certain way, like, I guess like a good way. If it doesn't give you, like, I forget how she explained it, but like, if it doesn't make you feel good or feel like you actually need it, just get rid of it, you know? So that's sort of what I've been doing. And I have this problem. I wouldn't call myself a hoarder. Like the studio, it's actually not that bad right now. It was pretty cluttered, but ever since I got the new desk, which I'll get into in a sec, but I can walk around. That's good. I am a pack rat, and it's like, I have this thing where I want to hold on to cables and old, I don't know, interfaces, or, you know, I have like 3 green screen backdrops just from over the years, because I thought I lost it and had to buy again, things like that. But it's like, I go like, well, what if I need this later? What if I need this later? I don't want to have to buy it again, right? I already have it. And I tend to hold on to things like that. You know, when you get a new IKEA, you know, table or something, and it comes with the Allen wrench. I have like all the Allen, I keep all the Allen wrenches for some reason. I have one of those, like, multiple, it's like it looks like a knife, like a, what do you call this? Survival knife, or not survival knife. Help me out. Swiss Army knife. But it's all Allen wrenches. I have something like that. They flip out and they're all different sizes. That's all I need. I don't need, it's not like there's like proprietary, like, you know, Allen wrenches out there. Every time I've put together some sort of like bookshelf or TV stand or desk or coffee table, it's always the same shape. It's that, what is it, like hexagonal? Is an Allen wrench a hexagon? And I don't know. It's just, I better keep this. I'll throw it in the toolbox or whatever. You know, that's another thing I got. I got a toolbox finally last year, or earlier this year, maybe. Everything bleeds into the next, especially during this pandemic shit. But we finally got a toolbox with a couple different. It's like stackable, and we are finally putting things in there. And I don't know, just like organization, man. Organization is what I'm trying to say. We're trying to get decluttered and more organized, and it's certainly a great feeling. So I encourage everybody to start going through stuff and, you know, get rid of things if you don't need it. So I've been wanting a new desk for a long time. I wanted to get the standing desk, a smart desk. So did a lot of looking around. And so Scott, the keyboard player in our band, he recently moved, and he's like, "Hey man, I'd love to get that desk back now." You know, and he gave me this desk like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. I guess, yeah, we've been here almost 7 years. To use, because he wasn't using it. He had it stored away. So I'm thankful. Scott, thank you very much for letting me use the desk all those years. And I was like, okay, well, this is the opportunity for me to pull the trigger on, you know, getting one of these smart desks. And so I looked around, and I ended up going with Autonomous. And it's, I mean, pretty simple. It's really heavy, but it's a nice desk. I got the walnut color, the dark walnut, and I put the frame on, and I'll be making a video about that actually, about, you know, getting it, and I'll show it off, because it's not finished yet, because I'm still waiting on one more piece to show up. I want this riser, and then I just don't want to showcase all the crap that I have on the desk right now. So once I get the riser, I'm hoping that everything's going to be a little more clean. But right now, it's still kind of a shit show. Anyway, super heavy, and took me like an hour to put together, but it's rad. So like once I get everything set up, I'll be doing more of the standing up, sitting down stuff. I just figured like maybe I'll be more productive and move around a little bit more. And I don't know. I like the idea of coming down here and just walking up and having the thing be like, you know, waist high, and I can just sort of like, I don't know, just go to work. It was a little pricey. It was about $1,000. And I know that there's DIY stuff. Like you can go to like IKEA, for example, and pick up a nice desktop, and then you could get the frame from Autonomous for like $300 or $400. And you could probably save like $300 or $400 on the total. And I just didn't like, I wasn't seeing anything that I liked. And I think supply chains are affecting things. And I was just like, fuck it. I'll just pay the money and just get this thing in here. And what's been great too, is that it was like, I've been able to invest more into the studio because of the YouTube memberships now, the super chats, and then the memberships in general, to where I can actually have a significant chunk every month to put back into that same thing. So the money from YouTube goes back into YouTube, if that makes sense. And my idea was to have to really convert this. So I got a second monitor, and so I got these two nice 4K LGs here. And the idea was to make it so my workflow could handle, well, I could streamline the workflow between being a YouTube content creator, you know, live streams, you know, being a streamer, and then music, obviously. So I wanted to be able to do those three things, and then gaming as well, you know, as a streamer. So, cause I've been getting a lot more back into gaming, lately, which is cool. I just finished Link's Awakening. Great game. You should go get it on the Switch. Didn't 100% it, but it was very close. And my brother got mad at me when I told him that. He's like, "Come on, man. Come on, man.
What's happening?"
So, I love that sample. So how can I make it so I can do all of these things all from one workstation? you know, and keep everything to like minimum, you know, the as far as like how much cabling do I need? And so like when I watch these videos about guys setting up their desks, some of these guys look like they're serial killers, like clearly, like straight up like sociopath. Like these guys, who has a minimal, who is that minimal? Like, and doesn't murder people, right? Like it's, you look at these desks, they're like super clean. There's nothing in the room. Like everything is like just crisp and just, there's nothing on the desk. There's a plant. I'm going to get a plant is what I've been asking Danielle for a plant. They're supposed to be, you know, present a nice little, I don't know, good for inspiration, lightens up the room a little bit of plant life. I'm going to try to get like a cool little cactus or something. Anyway, but yeah, it's like, and you know, they got the LED lights, which I have that, which is cool. But yeah, these murderers just have this beautiful setup in their office. And so that's what I was going for. Minus the killing people part. I don't want to do that, but I'm just like, how do I do it? Because, you know, these guys are like photographers and YouTube video editors and streamers. Like I do music too. So like, and that's my main thing. And so where am I going to put all these cables that I need? You know, like, so I took one of my interfaces away because I realized for years now that I haven't used the second interface. They were chained up. But I didn't need that many inputs. So I slimmed down to the one that's got the 8-channel and, I'm only using probably 3 cables at the most, but with the guitar amp and then 2 mics. So that's really all I need for this. And then there's the USB hub that I've got all the things plugged into, all the hard drives and such. I need to figure something out for that. I've got my battery backup on the desk. I had years ago, we had a nice TV in the living room, and 1 year a storm came through and it zapped it and it didn't work anymore. So, and then a couple times working down here, power goes out during a storm or something and the computer, you know, everything goes out. So like while I'm working on a project, I wanted to be able to like avoid that, you know, save my screens, also save my projects that I'm working on. So I got a battery backup, but that has to go on the desk because it's a, you know, it goes up and down. So I need everything to be attached to the desk and go up and down. And then just have that one cable going into the wall for power. Cable management in the back underneath. I'm actually going to be addressing that again because it's still not exactly how I want it. It's still kind of messy, but I'm really hoping to get this super clean and, you know, as dexter as possible. Anyway, more on that soon. What else is going on? I saw the Resident Evil movie, and you guys know that I'm a huge Resident Evil fan since 96 when the first game came out. And I'm just, I was so stoked to see, you know, the pictures from the production months ago and then the trailers. I actually stopped watching any of the trailers because I didn't want to see anything else. I wanted it to all be new when I got to the movie. So I took Danielle out last Wednesday night when it came out on release day, and we saw the movie. And I have this thing where if I'm a big fan of something, I tend to fall in love with it and I can't see the flaws until later, and I get excited. So I made a post that night. Oh, I'm super pumped. This movie was great. You know, I had a couple of little things during the movie, but I didn't really like, but I tried to just roll with it, you know. But every day since then, every day I wake up and I'm like, and you're probably thinking like, is really, this is all you think about is Resident Evil and how they did it every day. You got nothing else going on in your life. But no, it's like, I'm like, man, there's like little more and more I dislike it, you know? And I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But there were just things that, like, there was a lot of fan service, maybe too much fan service, because I feel like if you're someone that doesn't know the lore, and this is in contrary to the post I made the other day, if you're somebody that doesn't understand, that doesn't know the lore, you're probably going to enjoy it. It'd just be a good movie to watch. Actually, now that I have more time to think about it, a lot of things are going to fly over your head, because there are things that weren't even mentioned throughout the whole movie, but then they're mentioned at the very end, and you're like, well, what is this? Where did this come from? You know, on the flip, you know, going along with the post I made the other day, like, you won't miss certain characters because you don't know that they're in there, right? But for me, I was missing some characters. Where's Forrest? And if you guys, all you Resident Evil fans, you guys know who Forrest is from the first one, especially the director's cut, PlayStation 1. But I don't know. I think that it was too short. They tried to cram too much into one thing, just like, you know, all the shit we love. Like, I remember The Dark Knight just being like awesome movie, but like it's too much going on. They're like, they crammed too much into that movie, and it was just like things were moving too fast, and I felt like there wasn't enough time for certain things to happen. But this one in particular, Resident Evil, yeah, there was, they took Resident Evil 1 and 2 and they tried to combine it into one story, and just, it was just too much. I really wish they just would have said, here's Resident Evil 1, and then allude to some things that were going to happen in Resident Evil 2, because there's a certain timeline, the way it works out in the games. I don't know. The look of everybody, I enjoyed the looks, the costumes. You know, I love that they didn't have, they didn't try to match exactly perfectly how they look in the games. That was just, that was crazy to me. In those earlier, what, Paul Anderson movies, like, it looked like cosplay, and it was just cringy to me. It was just like, this, you know, why are they look exactly even the same haircut? Like, why do you, it's weird to me when that happens. This to me was good enough. Leon, total cuck in this movie. They cucked him, like the way they wrote his part. Like, come on, like, just not the Leon that we know. And they totally wrote this part wrong. I think the guy did a good job, the actor, but the way they wrote his character was just totally contrary to the way it is in the game. And it, I don't know, it was just silly. It was silly. Anyway, so that's my little short review, you know, about that. I hope to make a video about that. Just got to talk about it some more for the fans out there. Okay, I wanted to talk about touring for this episode. Touring during a pandemic. So we had some experience with this, you know, last month. So we went out in mid-September, got home. Halloween night was our last night of the tour. And it was a good tour. It was definitely strange because of the COVID stuff. So we basically made it so it was like 7 weeks long, and which is too long, which we'll go into in a minute. But we basically said, okay, let's set some protocols here. Let's not go to the merch table. We're the guys that go to the merch table every night. We're high-fiving, we're taking pictures, we're oftentimes drinking with the fans. And that's what we've always done in all the 15 years of touring. But this one was different, you know? So understandably so. And I hated having to, you know, text people like, hey man, sorry, we can't hang out tonight. Like, it's just the COVID shit, whatever, whatever. And we were good for most of that. Like 95% of it, we were good. But then we got COVID. Half the bus got COVID, myself and three other guys. And then the guys that were negative had to sit in a Walmart parking lot for like 6 days. And then the guys that were positive got hotels, but then even that felt like a dungeon after a few days of not being able to do anything. And then I'm scrolling and I'm watching, you know, bands that I know out on tour and just killing it, having a great time, and at the merch table, just not even, it seemed like they didn't even care, you know? And those guys, everybody's fine. Or just not testing. That's controversial, I know. Anyway, so we lost a bunch of money because we felt like we were doing the right thing by, you know, sitting out the shows because we didn't want to get anybody sick. That felt the most responsible thing to do. And we knew that it was a possibility. We knew that that could happen. But we took the chance and we did it. And I think the tour was still a success, in spite of, you know, missing those shows and, you know, getting hit financially. We still, I believe we came out in the black, which is great. So I think going forward, until this is resolved, until, you know, everything's just as it was, which I think we got to make a, I mean, we're going on 2 years now. We've got to move forward from this. This is my opinion now, is like anybody that wants to be vaccinated is vaccinated. And if you're not, you're just willing to take the chance, and that's fine. I think you should still get vaccinated just to make sure you don't go to the hospital or die if you get it. But, you know, that is what it is. And let's just get back to normal, man. Like, ditch the masks and, like, just go back to, you know, the way it was. Let's start touring again and, you know, and not having this weird shit. But, you know, and I've done, my family, we've done everything, you know, to do our part. We wear the masks when we go out. We got vaccinated, you know, we did the thing, you know, we distanced and everything, lockdown, all the things. But I think it's just time, man. It's just time. I hope that somebody makes that call in early 2022. So until that happens, until we're back to normal, I think it's just wise for bands to keep it short, you know, go on tour, do the thing, you know, take the precautions, but keep your tour short, keep it to, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. You know, these short bursts, and like get in, get out kind of thing. You know, touring 7 weeks, during this stuff, you know, every day we were, you know, worried about this stuff a little bit, and it starts to work on you, you know? I think it's good to just do a dope package and go out 2 to 3 weeks and then come home and then do another 2 to 3 weeks, you know, a month later or something. Like, just keep it going like that, because, you know, is it doing anything for you? You know, are we benefiting from putting ourselves out there for as long as we are, just killing ourselves, you know? I mean, we used to tour, you know, 200 and some days a year, until we started slimming it back. I think we cut back to like 160, 140 shows a year, a few years back. And it's been great, you know, as the money goes up and, you know, your guarantees and your fans are buying more merch and streams are going up, you can start affording to take off, you know, just like the same person that goes to a normal job and is working 40 to 60 hours a week. You know, if the money's going up, then you can cut back a little bit. And that's the idea, is to be able to cut back. Like, and we love playing, but like, we also don't want to burn ourselves out, because, you know, too much of a good thing is real. So with all the pandemic stuff going on, it's just like, it just makes sense. Like, we don't need to go out for 5 or 6 weeks. Let's do 2 or 3 weeks. You know, we'll go down the coast, we'll come back, and then the next one we'll go out to the West Coast. You know, the next one we'll go out to the Southwest or the Midwest, you know, and just try to be smarter about it, I think, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And like, there's being a road dog and just getting out there and doing it is not for the faint of heart. It's grueling. It's brutal, you know? And, while it's fun and like, honestly, like we were fine doing that for years, you know, but now with families, it just, you know, we miss the kids and all that. And, we are also just seeing, like, during this COVID shit, like, you know, don't take the risk. You know, it's a lot less risk, to, you know, just keep it short and get out there and do some great shows and try to sell them out and have fun and come home. Another way, another thing to, you know, financially kind of stabilize is to keep the merch orders low. We had so much merch on the display rack that it kind of deterred people. I said deterred.
What's happening?
And it deterred people from buying things. They didn't know what they wanted because there was so much to pick. It's like when you're watching, you know, looking for a movie on Netflix and you end up just scrolling for an hour and then you just go to bed. Or play Bejeweled or something on your phone. You know, so keep the merch slim, keep it short, and give people, like, you know, 3-4 shirts to pick from, a hat design, some stickers, and then your CDs and vinyl. I think that's great. Slim it down. And then what you're doing is you're not buying 7 weeks worth of merch, which is thousands of dollars up front. And then if something happens, for example, here's a great example. Our friends, the Expendables, Bump and Uglies article, they went out last year, right before lockdown happened. I think they were out like 4 days or something on the Winter Blackout tour, and they got shut down and had to go home. But they had all this merch for the tour that they had just had to sit on. And it was like that money just gone, you know? I'm hoping that they all recouped and were able to sell that stuff off. But, those are the risks you run into on these super long tours during a pandemic. Like, so I think if we tour smarter, you know, really think of these things going into it. There's a lot that goes into to make a tour successful. And you certainly don't want to go under because you ordered way too much merch, you know, and then you got your shows canceled, you know, coupled with that. So I don't know. I would say just keep the tour short and keep your merch order slim and then just stay on top of it. You should know how much, what, you know, what you're down to, and no turnaround times, which are longer these days. Supplies are really low as well. So that's affecting, like, we couldn't do a proper hoodie sale last week for Black Friday. By the way, big Black Friday sales still continuing right now. So it's on Monday. So if you guys want 40% off on the store, go over there and buy some stuff. I think there's a few pins left as well from the last drop. But yeah, it's like I threw myself off. I don't know what I was talking about. You know, just, Keep it slim and then move on. The having all that overhead, you know, it's daunting, you know, and you should know if you've been out for a while, you know, you've been touring for a while, you should know, probably you should probably be able to look up in spreadsheets and old orders and, like, your at venue or whatever, you know, Square, whatever you're using to maintain your inventory. You should be able to know how much to order, you know? And, you know, just order 3 weeks worth of stuff. And then when you get home, try to sell the rest of it off, you know, on a sale or something. But yeah, I hate that we had to miss those. I think it was like 5 shows or something in California last month. I mean, it is what it is, and we'll get back there. But, you know, had the tour been shorter, who knows? Hey, who knows? If we had been out in the crowd, high-fiving and hanging out like normal, would we have gotten COVID? I don't know. Super. It's still, that shit is still so weird to me. How some people get it and some people don't. Yeah, man. I guess that's really all I wanted to say today. It's kind of a short one. I don't want to, you know, just drone on about things and beat a dead horse. I tend to do that sometimes. But yeah, it's just, be smart and happy touring and safe touring for sure, man. So grab my new album, Aberrations. It's right here. If you're listening. It is DMCA free for all you creators out there. No claims. Use it all you want. Download the songs for free if you'd like on my website for your stuff, for your projects. But please go stream it on Spotify, YouTube, Apple. Everything that all it all helps me as a creator. If you'd like to join the channel and become a good viber, you can do that as well. Hit the join button. You can also hit this link right here. And you'll get a nice little pineapple next to your name on the live streams. And you get to hang out. And we'll do members only stuff. And yeah, it's just been a lot of fun with that. And thank you to everybody that's been, you know, supporting on that as well. We've got like 115, 118 people joined. So that's nice. And lastly, go listen to The Force of Habit. It's 2 years old today. I'm going to have to go check that out. See how I did. A 2 year review. Anyway, yeah, you guys take it easy and see you soon. Tales from the Green Room, episode number 146. Subscribe, guys. Subscribe everywhere. It's there. All right, peace.